We're going to continue in the eighth parak of Maseches Shviyos, and we're learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, and we're talking about what the proper use of Shemitah money is. Again, when you exchange Shemitah produce for money, that money takes on the status of Shemitah. So, Ein Nosim Lo Levayer, you're only allowed to use Shemitah money for buying food or something that's the equivalent of the Hanoi you would get from food, and therefore you're not allowed to give Shemitah money to someone who's going to dig wells for you, even though it's going to provide you with water that you'll be able to use to wash your clothing or something like that. As the Bartanur points out, a buyer is a chofer boros umaspik mayim lebnei ya'ir. He provides water for the people of the city. Lo yitin lo midmei shviyas laspik b'mayim lekol tashmisho. You can't give him Shemitah money in order to provide water for all the different needs that you have. It's one thing if he's giving you water to drink, that's a food need. But if he's giving you water for all the different needs that you have, like doing laundry, that's not okay. V'lo levalon, you're not allowed to give Shemitah money to a bathhouse attendant who you pay to prepare the warm water for you to take a bath in and to prepare the towels for you. It used to be they didn't have indoor plumbing. Not every house had a bathroom. None of the houses had a bathroom, so they would have to go to a bathhouse in order to bathe, and there were people who ran the business. V'lo lesapan, nor to someone to a barber who's going to give you a haircut. V'lo lesapan, nor to someone who drives a ferry or a boat to give you a ride on the boat, because you're only allowed to use Shemitah money for food-related things, and none of those things are even similar to food-related things. Riding on a boat has absolutely nothing to do with food. Washing your clothing is a hana'ah that your guf gets, but the hana'ah doesn't happen at the same time. When you eat food, as the food is being used up, you're getting the hana'ah. When you wash your clothes, that which you're washing with is used up, but you don't get the hana'ah until you put the clothes on after they dry, after they're clean and they dry. That's what Gemara points out in Sukkah and Daf Mem. When you take a bath or you get a haircut, it's also not like eating, because eating is something that you have to do multiple times a day, every single day. Taking a bath used to be maybe once a week. Some people would take a bath. Nowadays, people shower every day, but it used to be something that was done maybe once a week. And taking a haircut still is only done once every few weeks. Aval, but here's what you're allowed to do. No sin hu levayer lishtos. You could give the Shemitah money to a well digger if he's digging a well so that you could drink the water. Now, in all these cases, you're allowed to give the Shemitah money for free. You could just give it as a gift, even though you know that with this relationship that you're creating by giving this gift, they're going to provide you with the things that they do, with perhaps a free visit to the bathhouse, or perhaps a free well digging, or something like that. So even though it looks like you're paying for those things that they're doing for you with the Shemitah money, it's mutter as long as you really are giving it as an unconditional gift, and whether they reciprocate in kind or not, you're still going to be committed to keeping that as a gift. Now, Mishnah Vav, the halacha is that whatever grows svichei shvius during Shemitah, you have to make hefker. But let's say, and there's an isser to be shomer on your soda during Shemitah to stop others from coming in and collecting the produce. So, and if you did that, if you were shomer on your soda, then even if you later make it hefker, you're not allowed to harvest it nor process it in the way you would normally harvest and process produce. So even though you subsequently made it hefker and you tried to fix the problem, you're not allowed to harvest and process in the normal way. So our mission is going to discuss what are abnormal ways of harvesting and processing that you're allowed to do. Te'enim shel shviyas, ein kotzenosan b'muktza. If you're harvesting Shemitah figs, you're not allowed to use the normal knife that you would use to harvest figs. Aval kotzenosan b'charba. But you're allowed to use a knife that would not be normally used to harvest figs. So, and the same is true of any type of Shemitah produce. It's lav dafka figs. We're just giving that as an example. But it's not only about harvesting, it's also about processing. Ein dorchin anovim begas. You're not allowed to press grapes in a wine press, a normal wine press that you would use, aval dorichu ba'areva. But you're allowed to press in a kneading bowl, because that's not normal to press grapes in a kneading bowl. Ve'inos in zesim bevadu v'kotev. When you're processing olives, so typically there are two steps in the process when you're crushing olives to make olive oil. First, you crush up all the olives, and then you press down on the crushed olives so that the oil will ooze from them. So you're not allowed to crush Shemitah olives in a regular olive press, nor are you allowed to use the regular heavy beam that you would put on them in order to make the oil drip out. Aval koteshu umachnes l'kodida. But what you're allowed to do is you could crush the olives in a regular container that's not used for crushing olives under normal circumstances, and you could put them in a small smaller olive press to draw the olive oil out of it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Tochin Hu Bebeis Habad Umachnis Levodida. Rabbi Shimon says that you don't need to do both steps of the process differently. You only need to do one step of the process differently. So the crushing of the olives could be done in the normal way. It's just the pressing then has to be done in somewhat of an abnormal way. Now, the exact circumstances of our Mishnah, where you're not allowed to do things in the normal way, is actually subject to some machlokas. The way we touched up the Mishnah is that we're talking about peros that you were not properly mafkir, and therefore you have to do everything with a shinui. Tosfos Rekiva Eger points out, though, that that is not the universally accepted interpretation of our Mishnah. Tosfos Rekiva Eger points out that harash kasav v'shem Torah's koronim de b'shomor aser kedarko u'becharev mutter u'behefker b'chalinir mutter. Like we said, that if it's something that's shamur, then that it's something that was guarded illegally during Shemitah, then you have to do things in a different way. But if it was made hefker the way it was always supposed to be made hefker, then it's mutter. And that's what Tosfos writes in Sukkah Lamed Tes and Beis as well. Ela shetam hu, but these Rishonim are bothered to bevade mesnis and dacha mairi bistam shviyas shederach lahafkir. The strange thing is, our Mishnah never said that that's what we're talking about. Our Mishnah just said we're talking about Shemitah produce. It never said that we're talking about Shemitah produce that you did an Avera with, and that you were Shomer, instead of being Mafkir. If that's the Ukimta in the Mishnah, how come the Mishnah didn't mention something like that? And then he points out, Ulam Barashana Taftes Amaral Dibur Maskel Katsir Kasu Bihibuch, that Tosus elsewhere in Shas disagrees and interprets our Mishnah as talking about regular Shemitah produce that you were Mafkir as you were supposed to. Dibishamur Bechol Inin Asr Ubimufkar Rakali De Shinui Mutter, that even when it's regular Shemitah produce that you were Mafkir, you still have to use a shinui in order to process it, and if you violated the halach and you were shomer the produce, then it's even worse. Then you're not allowed to even al yedei a shinui. It wouldn't be good enough. So that's the machlokas, how exactly to understand our Mishnah. So let's again quickly review. We learned two Mishnahs today. Mishnah Hey taught us that when you have Shemitah money, you're not allowed to give it for other services like a bathhouse or a well digger or things like that have nothing to do with food services, but you're allowed to give it to a well digger who's providing you water to drink, and you're allowed to give Shemitah money as Matnas Chinam. And Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you have we'll go with the way most of the Rishonim learn, is that if you have Shemitah produce that you illegally were Shomer during the Shemitah year, so then the halacha is that you're not allowed to process it in the normal way. You need to do some, even though you're subsequently mafker it afterwards, you're not allowed to process it and harvest it in the normal way. You have to harvest the figs with a different kind of knife, and you have to press the grapes with a different type of in a different type of kli, and you have to press the olives, machlokas, whether you need to both crush and press the olives with the shinoi, or just press the olives with the shinoi, but crush the olives in the normal way. But bottom line is, things have to be done differently. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parachas Mishnah Zayin.